You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Brothers and sisters, thank you for being with me right from the beginning of the new year to the end of this month, all on the series of angels and the supernatural. I hope that it has enlightened you with knowledge and a gentle reminder that our angels are with us, and that there is a guardian angel for each one of us, that guardian angels are even for those who are not baptized. It's not just those who are baptized, that the guardian angel is there for each of us, and that they've been assigned to us by God, Almighty God Himself. So, brothers and sisters, what a gift we've been blessed with. We've been blessed with so many graces through God. If we could only just sit down and realize, my goodness, how many wonderful things God has blessed us with. The grace of Scripture, you know, reading Scripture, reading God's Word, the prayers, our intercession with our Blessed Mother, all the angels, all the saints, right? There's so many ways that we can glorify God, that we can sing His praises that are so due to Him. You know, the world has hurt Him so much. And at times we heard Him as well. But what a wonderful reminder for all of us, that we're not here on this earth alone, that we have much warrior support from heaven above. And we thank our Lord God for sending us our own guardian angel. So, brothers and sisters, on the last broadcast, I was talking about how we could develop a proper devotion to your own guardian angel. And I talked about, number one, do you remember what those three points I brought up? So it was respect, right, for the presence of our holy angel. Remember, they're not here by accident. They are purposely given to each of us, and even to my little precious grandson. So given to everybody. Gratitude for the innumerable services He performs for us. We can't even imagine the number of services that our guardian angel has done for each of us. You can just take, for example, in the kitchen, and you're cooking, and maybe there's a little bit of water, and you miss it, and you don't slip on it, or you're cutting something, and you seem to cut the vegetables just fine. You don't cut yourself. Our guardian angel, brothers and sisters, are with us through so many different things. And the third one was confidence. Confidence in His reliable and effective aid. We have to remember, brothers and sisters, they have been sent by God. God assigned the guardian angel for you. Just for you, brothers and sisters. Just for you. And you have your own guardian angel, who loves you, who wants you to come to Him. He wants you to give your thanks and respect and gratitude. These holy obligations are a very simple way to honor the angel who serves us so faithfully. So let's take a look at some ways in which we can practice such dispositions on a daily basis. So number one was how to practice respect for your angel. The first thing we can do in order to respect our guardian angel is to remind ourselves of his presence as often as we can, and to let this awareness guide our behavior. The Blessed Mother gave this advice to Venerable Mary of Agreda. In every place, at all times, and at all times, preserve love and reverence toward these holy spirits, as if thou didst see them with thy corporal eyes, and that thou would not do before them what wouldst thou not do in public. Saint Padre Pio wrote these words in a letter to a devout soul. Never forget the guardian angel who is always with you, never leaving you, whatever wrong you might do, or the ineffable goodness of our good guardian angel. How many times I have made him cry for not having wanted to comply with his wishes, which were also God's. May this, our most faithful friend, free us from further disloyalty. And that was Saint Padre Pio. It is important to respect your guardian angel, and by not naming him or asking him what his name is, right? It's not important. Indeed, we are being obedient to the church, and when we respect the mystery of the names that guardian angels have received from God, the Vatican's directory on popular piety and the liturgy reminds us that only three angelic names have been revealed. And we should be respectful of this fact, right? The practice of assigning names to the holy angels should be discouraged, except in the cases of Gabriel, Raphael, and Michael, whose names are contained in Holy Scripture. So to choose a name for someone implies a kind of authority over them, an authority which we do not have over these powerful spirits. God permitted Adam to name the animals in the Garden of Eden because he had given Adam dominion over them. We don't have dominion over angels. In sacred scripture, various angels gently rebuked those who attempted to discover their names. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name? So that when your words come true, we may honor you." And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" The angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar while Manoah and his wife looked on, and they fell on their faces to the ground. And that, my friend, you will find in the Bible, in the book of Judges, chapter 13, verses 14 to 18, and verse 20. Even in Genesis chapter 32, verse 29, after wrestling with the angel, Jacob asked him, "Tell me, I pray your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" All right. So even Saint Teresa of Avila, who saw angels frequently, wrote, "Their names they never tell me." The danger is that when people attempt to learn the name of their guardian angel, they start looking for signals by which their angel could be answering them. And of course, we can mistake many things for signals that are nothing of the sort. And in the end, we are only deluding ourselves. Not only that, just as we are always in the company of angels, we are also in the company of demons. If demons see that we are trying to discover the name of our guardian angel, and know the kinds of things we will mistake as signs, then they can masquerade as angels of light and send us false signals. As one Catholic apologist wrote, angels guard us because it is the will of God that they do so, but we should not presume to know the name given them by God, and should not presume to demand a name of them. So let's practice respect, okay, brothers and sisters? All right. Next one, gratitude. We have every reason to be grateful for the gift of the guardian angel, and we should practice this gratitude as often as we can. The Blessed Mother gave Venerable Mary of Ágreda this directive. She said, "Show thyself thankful for the favor which God vouchsafed thee in appointing angels to assist thee, teach thee, and guide thee through tribulations and sorrows. Live attentive to the calls, urgings, and inspirations with which these angels seek to rouse thee and move and excite thee to the recollection of the Most High and to the exercise of all the virtues." Padre Pio urged others to practice gratitude toward their angels and to be more intentional in thanking for their constancy. In a letter to one of his spiritual daughters, he wrote this: "O delightful intimacy, O blessed companionship, oh, if only all men knew how to understand and appreciate this very great gift, that God, in the excess of his love for men, has assigned to us this celestial spirit. Recall frequently his presence. You ought to fix your mind's eye upon him. Thank him. Pray to him. He is so finely mannered, so discreet. Respect him. Have continual fear lest you offend the purity of his gaze. Invoke frequently your guardian angel, this benefactor angel." Such gratitude, brothers and sisters, will dispose our hearts to receive more angelic aid and to deepen our friendship with the angel who takes care of us so faithfully. And then we have the final one, confidence. Having confidence in your angel. Saint Jose Maria Escriva, treat him as a lifelong friend, because that's what he is, and he will render you 1,000 services in the ordinary affairs of each day. There are so many ways to practice this confidence, and we can begin by striving to think of their friendship more frequently. St. John Vianney said, "Our guardian angels are our most faithful friends because they are with us day and night, always and everywhere. We ought often to invoke them." When God's grace, said St. John Vianney, actually in a second, when God's grace enables us to recognize our own inadequacy, we can ask our angels to offer Jesus what we are incapable of offering him. We can ask them to pray on our behalf. And St. John Vianney said, "If you find it impossible to pray, hide behind your good angel and charge him to pray in your stead." When we receive Jesus, my friends, in Holy Communion, we can ask our guardian angels to adore God who is now present within us. Remember that the adoration of the angels is perfect. It's also helpful to ask the guardian angels to assist us in being charitable to others. For example, Father John Horgan said, "If you find yourself distracted by someone in church, speak to that person's guardian angel, apologize for your distraction, and tell him that you pray that his work will be successful this day, and he will bring his charge ever closer to Christ." Each time we ask our angel for assistance, what we're doing is that we are now demonstrating our confidence in his ability to help us. So it takes time and effort to develop a strong devotion to one's guardian angel, just as it takes time and effort to deepen a friendship to grow in the spiritual life. It doesn't happen overnight. Patient, consistent daily habits will bring about fruitful results according to God's grace. And for those who would appreciate a summary of practical advice and how to practice devotion to one's angel, here are the suggestions that are helpful. And before I get into that, I will just say, on a couple of 2 or 3 major occasions in my life, We're very momentous in terms of, very momentous in terms of extreme drasticness and extreme being jolted. I remember seeking out my guardian angel. And each time I truly felt the presence of my holy angel, my guardian angel, my holy guardian angel. I even remember quoting to my mom when I was way back in university. I was actually going through a very serious illness. And I was supposed to be in the hospital. And upon the recommendation of the doctor, and my mom said, no, she needs to, you know, go to university and go into residence. And when I went, I remember telling my mom, I said, there's something really weird happening. I didn't quite understand it, but I said, it's like as if I'm walking and I'm not afraid of walking. And if there's a hole, I'm not going to fall in it. I feel like I'm being protected into not falling into anything, that I'm being guided. I could feel the presence of my guardian angel. I felt that peace, that calmness, that quietness in my voice as I'm speaking to you right now. And I just knew I'm not alone. For the first time, I felt I'm not alone. And yet, I had gone through so much that you'd think, you know, I was. But brothers and sisters, here's the suggestion. Upon awakening in the morning, greet this devoted Prince of Heaven, who kept faithful watch at your side while you slept. Thank him and ask him to accompany and protect you throughout the day. And while you're dressing, show reverence for his presence by your modesty. At the commencement of prayer, beg him to enlighten, to counsel, and protect you, so at the close of the day, he may with joy offer your labors to God. And when you're leaving the house, and particularly when going on a journey, offer him a friendly invitation to accompany you. Have you done that, brothers and sisters? Have you done that, sought out your guardian angel as you get into the car? Even if it's going to the grocery store, anytime you're going in the car, and even when you're coming out of the car, thanking your guardian angel for protecting you. That's really, really beautiful and a wonderful reminder for all of us. When leaving the house, and particularly, as I say, when going on a journey, offer him a friendly invitation to accompany you. And when the clock strikes, utter a phrase such as, "My dear guardian angel, assist me at the hour of my death." Or, "Blessed angel, I love you, and I wish to love you more and more. And at night, thank him for his protection and for the many services he has rendered so willingly." In this way, each day may be spent in loving companionship with your dear angel, and you may confidently rely upon his assistance in every circumstance, and particularly at the hour of death. We, brothers and sisters, need to cherish the opportunity to grow in devotion to our guardian angel, because our souls can receive an abundance of graces from it. Remember, I talked about St. Bernard of Clairvaux. He knew this so well. His words on angelic devotion are a really fitting conclusion to this entire month that we have been together talking about angels and the supernatural. And as I said before, I thank the Lord Jesus that I've been able to broadcast this for you, to help you with give you a better understanding of angels, and also to enlighten and rejuvenate and rekindle your love for your own guardian angel. So, as Saint Bernard of Clairvaux said, so he says, let us be devoted and grateful to such great protectors. Let us return their love and honor them as much as we can and should. Yet all our love and honor must go to God, for it is from Him that they receive all that makes them worthy of our love and respect. Even though we are children and have a very long and dangerous way to go with such protectors, what have we got to fear? What have we got to fear? They who keep us in all our ways cannot be overpowered or led astray, much less lead us astray. They are loyal. They are prudent. They are powerful. Why then are we afraid? We have only to follow them, stay close to them, and we shall dwell under the protection of God's heaven. So, brothers and sisters, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being with me during this entire time. And here's what I would say. If you have an angel story that you would like to share with our listening audience, you don't have to give your name. You don't have to tell us where you're from. You can change your name. You can give us a false name and you can give us the false characters in your story. But if you have a testimony that you feel would help our listening audience, then don't hesitate. Please write it out and send it to my email at quilt, Q-U-I-L-T. At radiomaria.ca. So that's quilt, Q-U, all lowercase, Q-U-I-L-T at radiomaria.ca. Send it to me. Send me your testimony. I've shared many a testimony with all of you, and I hope that you've been encouraged by my testimonies that I've shared with you. And I will even throw it out to my beautiful and wonderful, hardworking, best friend ever, our program manager here at Radio Maria Canada, Alex Diaz, and say, you know, if you have an angel story, you don't even have to tell us that it's you. You could say, my friend. Don't you love that part? My friend, I have a friend. And tell us an angel story. We would love to share that. And I would love to follow up on this in the upcoming months ahead regarding your stories. It would be really a treat for all of us to hear them. So just keep that in mind. As I said before, send it to quilt, Q-U-I-L-T at radiomaria.ca. We'd love to hear from you. We really would. So let's end up. We're going to end up closing a little early today, it looks like, but that's quite all right because Alex works the magic on his editing over there, and he might even play us some angelic music maybe to close us out, which would be beautiful. Oftentimes when I'm doing the dishes, I play on YouTube angelic music and also even the Gregorian chanting. It's so beautiful. I just love it. So, okay. So let's first of all say to you, my friends, may God bless you and His angels protect you. So as we all set out on our personal journey of devotion to the holy angels, we can pray this traditional angel prayer. Okay? So you can bow your heads. And we can say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O holy angel of God, minister of heavenly power, whom Almighty God appointed as my guardian, through his majesty and devotion, I humbly beg you to guard my body, soul, and all my senses from perverse and illicit desires, from hurtful, vain, and impure thoughts, from the illusions of evil spirits, from the pollution of mind and body, and from the snares of my visible and invisible enemies seeking my soul. Be my watchful protector wherever I may go, night and day, every hour and every moment, and preserve me in pure works. Strengthen me with holy desires in the fear and love of Jesus Christ. And after this earthly life, lead my soul to eternal happiness, where with all God's saints it may rejoice without end, and praise the triune God, to whom be honor and glory. Amen.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had my way, I wouldn't change a single